Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino here, and we are getting ready for our Big Brother Canada recap with Aika Wong from Big Brother Canada 2. But before we get to tonight's show, I want to take a moment and play you a quick promo for one of the other shows you can hear here on Podcast One. If you're up for talking about movies, check out Film Vault on Podcast One, and then let's talk to Aika on our Big Brother Canada recap.
Yeah, Film Vault.
Week in, week out, we help you navigate through what's out there in the theaters.
Out in the Film Vault.
As well as what's streaming in a house near you, and preferably your own.
Would you call the Film Vault a life-changing experience listening to it?
I think it's mildly amusing.
Mildly amusing and life-changing?
As well as life-affirming.
Okay, I like that. So have your life changed, affirmed, and be mildly amused on the Film Vault.
We do it for Van Gogh every week on Podcast One.
O-N-E. That's O-N-E.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast, and now here's a man who has never been in a dog manse, Rob Cicerino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live recap of Big Brother's second eviction, and we have a great Big Brother show for you guys here today because we are joined by one of the most electrifying Big Brother house guests that we've ever seen, and she's going to have a lot to say. She's going to rip these new cast members to shreds. Here she is. It's Aika. Aika Wong, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Good to have you back, Aika.
For sure. Good to be back.
Yes. Great to have you on. And looking forward to hearing what you guys had to say. We had such a fun recap last season and can't wait to get into this today.
Okay.
Yes. And I have to say, you look stunning.
Well, you know, she does try. Honey, how's the hair look? Is the hair okay?
Everything is great. Everything is great, Aika. Everybody will be so distracted, and if they're not listening to the podcast version, nobody's going to be able to even concentrate on what you're saying.
Oh, stop.
Yes. Okay. All right. And joining us are two more people who are going to be helping us with recapping the live feeds this season. First, let me introduce you to the man to Aika's right on the bottom of the screen. Here is Mikey Dowd. Mikey, how are you?
Hey, what's good, Rob? It's going good here.
Okay. And Mikey, tell us a little bit about your Big Brother fandom.
Well, pretty much started somewhere in the middle of the U.S. I went back, watched every season. Then I loved the Canadian version, watched that, and branched out to things like the U.K. and Australia. So pretty much I would call myself the ultimate Big Brother fan. And like I said in my video auditioning, I've watched over 50 days of Big Brother, not counting rewatches and podcasts. So I'm pretty excited.
Okay, an international Big Brother fan of mystery. Yes, all right. Thank you very much, Mikey. And joining us is our second woman on the panel as far as live feed reporters go, and our second Canadian in our stable this season. Here is Shannon Bauer. How are you, Shannon?
I'm good.
Yes, Shannon. Well, welcome aboard. Good to have another Canadian on the staff. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I started watching Big Brother during season 2. So I was like 10 years old, something like that. So I've been watching it for a really long time and then was so excited when it came to Canada. So,
okay, here you are. And you are a Big Brother blogger and also a YouTuber.
Yeah, I just started this year during this current season of Big Brother Canada.
All right, here you are now to talk about everything going on. But first, let's get into talking about this season with Aika, and then we'll talk about what's going on the live feeds and hear what you guys are seeing out there, even though currently the live feeds are blacked out. Mikey, do you have more time this weekend than you normally would have?
Yeah, honestly, when the feeds went down, it was kind of a huge relief for me because I'm usually just posted up at least next to my computer at the very least. So it was a little bit of relief. I'm kind of finding myself wondering what to do with my day, but you know, I'll make and do.
All right. Aika, is your weekend free now that there's no Big Brother live feeds?
I am good. Yeah, it's free. I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay, good. All right. So, of course, we're going to take questions for Aika on the show. So you want to make sure you can get them in. We can see what you're saying in the chat room on robiswebsite.com plus hashtag RHAP and then also on our YouTube channel at robiswebsite.com/YouTube. Okay. Aika, let's start off. Let's talk about the latest eviction in the house. Cindy with an S. She is the latest person to go out of the house. Are you bummed out to see Cindy go?
Yeah, I actually am because, you know, as we know, I'm not the nicey, nicey house guest, and I don't like nicey, nicey people. And I like Cindy for the show. Would I like her in real life? I don't know. But I liked her personality for the show, added drama, and it was fun to watch.
Okay. Well, she may come back that they're having this twist with the first five people. Not that first five, a different first five. The first five people who are out of the house in this season. And then they're going to let them play in a game to get back into the house. And they made so much out of that. Cindy is a comp threat. Do you think there's a chance we could see Cindy back in the house?
I think there is a chance that we could see her back in the house. But I'm thinking that what's going to happen is as the show progresses, maybe somebody else who'd be like a little bit more might be evicted. We might want that person back in the house.
Okay. Now, what did you make of the way that Cindy was campaigning this week, Aika?
Oh my God. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah, girl, you know, like work like a hooker, do all that you have to do. Like, get it. Like, I like seeing players who are like really hungry. You know, fighting to stay in the game. I loved watching it. I was like, yes, you know, good for me to watch. Just go whore yourself out. Good for me.
Work like a hooker. I think that's a hashtag that we have, Aika.
Yeah.
Okay, so
she was working, right?
Yes. Now, do you think, though, is that ever an idea that's going to actually work where, you know, she's like, okay, well, Jordan's a popular guy in the house, so maybe I could just go ahead and, you know, go ahead and try to make out?
I think it could work in some instances. I feel like in Cindy's, because she'd already shot herself in the foot by, well, in her mouth, by opening her big mouth and, you know, like talking to the HOH room. I think her game was pretty much over. I don't think she could have made out with, you know, the HOH himself, and there's no way, like, she was going to be safe.
Yeah. Poor Cindy. Where did she go wrong?
I think she went wrong when she came in talking about, I'm Cindy with an S. Like, Cindy with an S. Like, she made herself too annoying, too known, too easy to get out. You know, like, because when you're in that house the first few weeks, you just want someone to just look at you a little bit wrong. You want them to stand out so you can fit them, and she did that. She stood out too much.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the tallest blade of grass, Aika. That's the one that gets cut down.
True.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's move forward or at least look at a couple of other things that are going on in the house right now. So who have been some of the players that you've really enjoyed watching so far this season?
Okay, so far, again, I like watching Cindy because she was so annoying and it was so fun to watch her. I also like watching Neha. I like her because I feel like, you know, she has a bit of spunk to her, and I like players like that. I like players that are not going to take anything from anybody and they're going to go in and do whatever they want. She's like a wild card, and I love wild cards. I like Johnny. I think he's really funny, and so I like watching Johnny. Who else do I like to watch? I actually did like Risha in the very beginning. I wanted her to stay over Pilar because I just felt like there's a bunch of 20-somethings in the house, and if Pilar leaves, it won't make a difference. And if Risha stays, at least could see her, again, whore herself out and try to, you know.
Is that what you're looking for in these Big Brother contestants? You want to see these women really trying to work it?
I like seeing players who are hungry to stay in the game, because when they're hungry, they'll do anything, and I like watching anything.
Okay, that's good. That's because we like good TV, right?
Does everybody want good TV?
Yeah, that is good TV, right? But nobody was really doing that on Big Brother Canada too, right?
No, like I feel like on Big Brother Canada, no, there are no, like, nobody was really whoring themselves.
What about Allison and Andrew? That was different?
Yeah, I feel like when Allison came in, I mean, you know, she did get kind of cozy, but before Allison came in, there was no like real showmances happening, or like, nobody was really trying to go there.
All right. Well, since we're on the subject of showmances, could you talk about the Zach and Ashley potential showmance and Jordan's advice for Zach?
You know what? I feel like I'm actually really surprised that Zach is playing the game so well. I'm surprised. I thought he would have been a big target and left a little bit earlier, but I'm surprised. I think they do like each other. I think that is potential showmance. I think we're going to see it bloom. And I think Jordan's advice for Zach was pretty good. I think he should keep his options open so, you know, he doesn't dive right into it and close off all these other females in the house that want to hook up and want to hug and want to kiss and want to rub. You know, like, he needs to keep his options open.
I mean, but that's all well and good on paper when Jordan says, hey, every time you're close with Ashley and you have butterflies in your stomach, think of my face. And that's all well and good. But how long do you think Zach can hold out and not get into this showmance with Ashley, who is another very attractive woman?
Yeah, she's attractive. It's not going to work because you're very bored in that house.
Yes.
And anything to pass time. And if kissing Ashley is passing time and good time, then you're going to do it, you know? So not quite sure how long that's gonna last.
So you're saying people just hook up on Big Brother because they're bored?
Yes. Anything, everything, every drama that you see happen on Big Brother, a part of it stems from boredom, you know? Hooking up, for real, if it passes time, anything.
Wow. Time. So that's why there's so many hookups on Big Brother, because people are just bored?
100%. 100%. It stems from boredom. It stems from boredom, and you have all this time in the house, and they'll tell you, oh, it's a real connection, and it's building. Obviously, there's no television, there's no radio, there's no newspaper, there's not even a People's Magazine, and there is no clock, so they're going to hook up.
Wow. That's wild. I've never heard that theory before.
It's boredom.
Yeah. So people are just so bored that they're going to decide to hook up in the Big Brother house. Okay. Wait, who's can you name a showmance that got together because they were bored?
Don't you think that all of them kind of like stem from, like, if you really look at it, okay, well, with the exception of a few BBUS people, but okay, I would say because I was in the house, so I know what it's like. I know. How these relationships start. And I would even say season one, I'm telling you, Jillian and Emmett, they probably were bored. They were bored. And I'm pretty sure they liked each other too. I'm pretty sure they did. But you are really bored and it does pass time. Rob, trust me.
Okay, so, but what about when you get out of the house?
When you're out of the house, but don't you realize, okay, a lot of showmances outside of the house, they don't last. People hook up in the house. And you see, like, season one, yeah, Emmett and Jillian did last, and a few people from the States got married. But the majority of them, it doesn't last because, you know what, they're out, and they're not bored anymore.
Wow. Okay, now we know so much about Big Brother. I guess you weren't that bored when you were in the house.
Never that bored.
Not that bored. Now, you weren't bored because you were dealing with the first five the whole time that you were there. Could you compare what was going on with the first five and now this new major alliance in the house, the Chop
Shop?
Okay,
so the first five, oh my God, they were so annoying. They were so annoying. I hated the first five.
So did Canada.
I hated the first five. I feel like with the first five, it's kind of similar, I guess, but I feel like the first five, when they walked in, they created this alliance, nobody really knew about it, and they disintegrated. I can't wait for that to happen to the Chop Shop.
Yeah, you feel like it's gotta be inevitable,
it's gonna,
right?
And there are too many, season three, like, they have so many alliances, it's so hard to keep track. It's like, okay, like, you're with this person, there's a new board, and then there's that nobody else is doing except for, you know, that Kevin, and it's just like, there's so many.
Yeah, talk to me about these alliances, because I feel like it's become a thing more and more over the history of Big Brother, where not just like when you go to vote, you don't just say like, oh, I vote to evict Cindy. It's like you have to walk in, like make some sort of a comment to Arissa or Julie, and then you say, I vote to evict so-and-so, and then you have to like flash your gang sign of what alliance you're in. And it's almost like if you're like in some sort of like, you know, big like political process, like on behalf of the Chop Shop, I vote to evict Cindy. It's like from the great, from the great state of Newport. I vote to evict. You know, and you have to like say your sign and also who you're voting for, so we know, so we can also track like which.
You know what I think it is. I feel like because a lot of these season three people, they are super fans, and I feel like they have watched previous episodes and they've seen that alliances, they stand out in the show and maybe outside the show, they're still known. And I think these people just want to be known and they want this alliance to stick. So they're going to do their gimmick and they're going to hope it sticks. So when they need their help, they could say, oh, this is the alliance. This is the alliance. This was my alliance. I think that's a part of it too. It's a part of it for show.
Yes. And so do you have respect for people who go out on the show and make up alliances for maybe to be known after the show?
No, I don't care. No, I really, I could care less. I really miss Big Brother when it was more authentic, when people went in. And I feel like a lot, like Big Brother now, like a lot of these people, they do things for show. So when fans, like when they're watching it and they see the authentic moments, they're like, oh my God, like I love that person because it's more authentic. I feel like it's like a lot of people that play the game, like, it's losing the authenticity, that word.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, they don't do anything authentic like ripping up letters, right? That's as authentic as you can get, right?
Yeah, then I feel real like emotion. Well, it's real emotion. I feel like people were, it's either you loved it or you hated it, but it was more authentic. It wasn't like I was trying to do things for show. It was more like I'm so mad, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Aika, one of the things they did this week on the Big Brother was that they did the whole thing with the camera where they told everybody that there was somebody sabotaged the camera in the house. Do you like when they do stuff like that? And would you have fallen for that?
I love it,
in the house?
Of course. It causes drama. I like, because I love watching drama. If I was in the yes. house, oh my God, I was the most paranoid person ever. I would have been like, gosh, this person probably did it. This person probably did. I would have been sitting there trying to not trusting anybody. Like, yeah, I would have fell for it for sure. I would have.
Okay. And you would have gone after somebody because they took the water away.
Oh my God. Away? No, I get really angry when there's no food. Like I really like eating. And if I couldn't have any food, I would have been like, okay, you know what? Just confess right now because this is some bull. Like it would have.
Right. How about some of the other people that are in the house that have gotten a little more airtime now as we've gone along? One of the guys that got a lot of screen time on the last episode was Greg, who is turning out to be kind of a whack job. What do you think?
You know what's
Greg?
Funny? I'm not quite sure if you know this or not, but Greg was actually supposed to be in our season, but he got into an accident and he couldn't make it.
I would love. Huh? Are we sure he's okay? Are we sure he's okay?
I'm not quite sure what happened, but I would have loved to have Greg in our house because he is so, can I say stupid? Is that mean?
Yeah, well, I think you said a lot worse.
Greg is just so crazy that if he was in my house, he would have been shadowing a lot of more of the personalities. But he is fun to watch, but I'm like, oh my God, like get it together.
Yeah, no, he's an insane
crazy.
Person.
He is. He's arrogant. Like he has a very arrogant attitude about him. And but it's fun to watch.
Yeah. So if you're somebody who's in the chop shop and you've seen all these alliances, like the First Five and the Bomb Squad and all this stuff like that, like wait, if you're in that alliance, like don't you have to be sitting there saying like, there's no chance this.
They
is
don't think like that. They think because these people, they just. They think my alliance is going to be the one. It's going to be the one and we're going to make it. They don't think like that. Like they don't. They honestly don't think like that at all. They just feel like it's going to work. We're going to make it work until we can't type thing.
Okay. All right. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Could you talk a little bit about the other person that was on the block this week? Brittany, what's been your take on her so far?
You know what? Brittany's okay. I don't mind Brittany. Brittany is the nicey, nicey player. That's not, she's not going to give me what I want to see. You know what I mean? Like, she's just not going to give it to me. And I don't really care for Britney. Like, she, I'm pretty sure, a nice person, nice, but she's just not playing the game as hard as some other people are. So if she did go, I wouldn't care.
Okay, wow.
I wouldn't care because
you wouldn't care.
She's not an underdog. She's not, you know, she's not in these big alliances. I'm not feeling anything for Britney.
She says that she enjoys just being there. She's trying to make the most of the experience.
You know what it is? Because I think I'm just so bitter because I had to fight every single week in that house. And I just don't like seeing people who don't have to fight.
Yeah, she got it off pretty easy because she was up against Cindy. Or actually, well, she started off against Kevin. And now Kevin was somebody that he had just happened to be in the bathroom at the right time. And then he turned everything around. So is Kevin somebody that you're liking so far?
I don't really mind Kevin. And I'll tell you why. I don't mind Kevin. I love that scene when he was in the bathroom. I do.
Yeah. Could you talk about that? Could you talk about how big of a mistake that was to have that conversation without checking the bathroom?
Huge mistake. Huge. Walking into any room, I am looking under the covers. I want to see where everybody is. I would like look behind my HOH couch. I want to see who's in my room before like talking, or any room, you know? And it was a huge mistake. Like, I don't know how that could have happened. It's crazy, but fun to watch.
Yeah. All right. So he went from that he was the biggest target in the house before that happened. Then he's able to spin that around. And now he's HOH, even though he was trying to throw the competition and didn't really want to be the HOH. What do you do, Aika, if you become the HOH and you don't want it?
You do what the house wants you to do.
Hmm.
Yeah, because when you do that, you move on. Like, if you're the HOH and you don't want it, that means that you're not trying to cause any waves. You're not trying to put a target on your back. So you do whatever the house wants you to do and keep going.
Aika, did you get to play in the knockout challenge that they did on this week's HOH?
No.
Okay.
I was knocked out before.
Now you were knocked out before that, right. But it was really kind of epic because it's always like, we get to see who doesn't like who, because those, you always pick two people that you want to get eliminated so that they both go up. And it went back and forth like a tennis match between Godfrey and Neha. I've never seen that before. Could you talk a little bit about the potential bad blood there between Godfrey and Neha?
For sure. There is something there. Like, if that was me, I would have hated him. I would have been praying to the gods.
Why? You would hate Godfrey?
Yeah. Because
why?
Because he kept putting it's back and forth thing. So clearly he wants me out, and I don't like anybody. And I don't like anybody, especially who wants me gone. So I would hate him for sure.
Now, what about Godfrey that he talked about? He showed everybody his secret pickup line for how he gets women. Aika, would the hide and seek work on you?
Oh my God, no.
No.
No. Hell no.
What if you were bored?
Not even work day would I ever. You know what I'll say though? Okay, I'll say this. When that happened, sometimes that game is good because then you know who's not with you. You know what I mean? Even though I would hate God.
Yeah, the knockout.
I would appreciate that game because I would know that, okay, he's not with me. I know who to trust now. I know who's not with me. So I like that game for that reason.
Okay. Either Mike or Shannon, do either of you guys have the backstory why Godfrey and Neha don't get along?
If you want to field the Shannon, by all means, I'm just kind of jumping in here. But freaking Godfrey, essentially, he thinks that he's in really well with the guys of the house, which is Greg, Bruno, and Bobby. But so basically he thinks that by getting out Neha, he's doing their dirty work. So he's really just assuming that he's taking one for the team. But he just kept getting put up there, and I don't know, it just kind of was like a train disaster.
Okay. So he's just trying to beat up on those guys to get in good with the people from the chop shop. Boy, Aika, he's not even in the chop shop and he's trying to get in.
I know what it is. It's because when you're in the house, you're just trying to find a place to fit in. Like, you want to be accepted. You do, like, I know how that feels. But Godfrey, like, he was better off teaming up with Neha, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, you have this situation where you have this big alliance in the house, and then you have to either say, okay, do we want to just all be like the people that are like the hangers on to this alliance and make everybody think we're friends with them? Or do we put together something to go against this big alliance? And obviously, I know where you stand on this.
Yeah. And I feel like in the house, because like you're scared to go against numbers. It's not really like because when people have numbers in the house, you're like, oh my God, like, you start thinking, okay, if I do this, then that person's going to come after me, and then that person, and then that person. So it's a numbers game, and you want to be in the numbers. So I know what he's saying. But he could have his own numbers if he could just go with a little outcast.
Yeah. Okay. I want to go ahead and get some questions for you as well. But if you were Kevin this week, he's going into this instant eviction. And now that means that he's going to have to put somebody up on the spot. Shannon, just correct me if I'm wrong. Instant eviction is put somebody up on the spot, and then there's no power veto?
Yeah.
Okay.
They basically, right, the HOH gets to pick two people, and then they're like, last season they had Netta, was it, during Allison's instant eviction, and she picked two people, and she was in the war room by herself, right? And then, like, she picked, yeah, the two people, and then everyone just had to instantly go and vote between those two people. And
yeah. Was that also over Easter weekend? Was that the same idea?
It might have been, actually. Now that I think about, yeah, it.
Yeah. Boy, they just shut everything down for Easter.
I know. Because they don't want you guys to know. Like, they don't want people to know what's going on, you know? Because I have a good idea of who he might put up, but.
Wait, how do you know? You have people on the inside?
Wait, can I ask you a question? I was actually, yes, at that live show. Okay.
Oh, okay. So you already
see on TV, so I don't want to give anything away.
Oh, so in real life they've already been eliminated?
Wait. What did you guys see on TV?
We saw that Kevin won HOH. Huh? And that was it? Yeah.
Arissa announced that there was going to be an instant eviction that week, but we didn't see anything as far as nominations or anything.
Oh, okay.
So you already know they already did it?
She's an inside woman.
Wait, Mikey, when did they turn the feeds off?
Well, they turned the feeds on after he had already, like, they had done the live show, and then they turned them off, day after at, like, 2 or 3, I think. Well, that's here, so noon, wherever. But,
Interesting. So, but nobody was gone, though, right?
No, I don't think the instant eviction, as far as this week goes. I think he had to nominate, and then he couldn't tell anybody that he had already nominated, and everybody had start pitching. But then they will be evicted when the feeds went off.
Okay, so he locked in the nominations, Ika, and you know who the nominations are. Is that what you're saying? Hold on. Do we lose Ika?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ika, are you there? Come in. Oh, no. All right. While we're trying to reconnect Ika, let's go ahead and, all right, tell us a little bit about, I'm going to hit the buzzer for the live feeds. Okay. So what we have going on is that the nominations are already locked in. Is that correct, Mike?
Yeah, that's the rumor so far, but Kevin obviously can't tell you that to the live feeders. So, I mean, the rumor is he's already done it. I mean, there's another one that I saw today that he might just have had to make a short list of nominations, but it's generally understood that, he probably already nominated.
Okay. Shannon, who are we looking at? Who's the potential people?
I'm not sure. I was reading online that people were saying that he might nominate Bobby, since Bobby already nominated him. And then people are saying Neha too, just from everything else going on.
Okay. Mikey, do you have a sense of what the short list could be?
Like I said, it's kind of tough to tell. I mean, because any game talk that happened after the nominations. Mm-hmm. But from what I'm feeling from people who were at the live show, which is what I was going to bring up to Ika, is that people had already seen or just heard that who he had nominated, and the rumor was going around that it was going to be Bobby and Neha.
I'm here.
All right, we're hearing rumors, Aika, about who got nominated.
Wait. What was he saying? What were you saying? Tell me.
I was saying that the rumor was that that Kevin had already nominated at the live show, and that there was some people could kind of hear that he had nominated potentially Bobby and Neha.
Is that what you heard now?
I'm out of the loop.
Aika will not confirm or deny.
Okay. So then
the house is going to get to vote, right? Like, they're just going to say, okay, instant nomination, boom, and then the house is just going to go vote? Is that how this works?
I guess.
All right, so we'll see what happens. And Aika, that's going to be on Sunday night's show?
Sunday night, yep.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll see how that's going to play out. Is it a smart idea to go after Bobby if you are somebody like Kevin, who is a bit of a floater right now?
Well, I guess it depends on if we're going off of like right after when he nominated, I disagree with it. But if we're going based off of like conversations afterwards, I think it kind of works out if he had nominated Bobby.
Aika, what would be your react hypothetically if it was going to be a nomination of somebody from the Chop Shop for Kevin? Is that a move where you're going to piss those guys off?
Yeah, it is. You know, I feel like I would love to see Kevin work with Neha. Like, it would, I would like him a lot more. Like, I don't mind Kevin at all, but I just don't like him because he's working against her. But I would love to see him work with her. So it would be good to go after the Chop Shop. Why leave them in the house to chop your ass later?
It's a good point. All right, let's take some questions and talk about some of this other stuff that's going on. This is from FKA Biggs, who says, Aika, do you think because Pilar doesn't even know what game she's playing, people will drag her to the end because they think they can win against her?
Yeah. I didn't want her to stay in the house, and she stayed.
Why? Why did you want her out? Why did you hate Pilar?
I know, hate's a strong word. But you know what? I don't like her because she's boring. She's so boring, and I can't take the boredom. I can't take it.
Well, she's hooking up with Kevin now, right? Is she bored? Yeah, she is.
She's bored. She's boring
herself.
Yeah.
I'm bored watching her, and I'm not even interested. I'm more interested in Johnny watching them.
Yes. Well, and if Kevin gets really bored, then he'll go back and go back to Johnny.
Yeah, right? Kevin has options in the house.
He has a lot of options. Aika, what'd you think of that crazy party in the hot tub from last week?
Oh my God. Yeah, they were, you know, I hope they brushed your teeth. I hope they were clean because a lot of saliva swapping going on.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of a tough spot to get put in the house because, you know, you're in that hot tub and there might be people you don't want to kiss, but then you have to because you don't want them to be mad at you and then try to vote you out. It's a high stress scenario to be in.
I know. I wouldn't have kissed anybody.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Let's take a question from Carolina Rivera. Wants to say, Greg keeps telling everyone that Neha is Netta. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
She's not. So who is she? Is she a mumsy?
No, she, you know what it is? I think Neha is she's a bit more risky than Netta. You know what I mean? Like, she's a bit more, I don't give up more than Netta. You know what I mean? A bit more badass than Netta. I'll put it like that.
More badass than Netta. How is that possible?
She's more, because Netta played, if you really look, like, Netta did not play a badass game. It was a good game, but not a badass game. And
it's basically a badass.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I feel like Neha, she's a bit more risky. And I feel like when you're in the game and the odds are kind of like stacked against you, you will be a risky player. Netta was in the game, the odds weren't really stacked against her. Really. She really wasn't. So she didn't have to be that kind of player. But I do feel like Neha is a bit more aggressive than Netta for sure.
She's spunky.
Yeah, she is. You know, she's a bit of sass in her. I like her.
Okay. All right. So you're pro Neha. Okay. This is a question from Heather. Hi, Aika. Had Greg, I guess, been on your season instead of John as planned, what would you have said about him during Lettergate? What would you have said when you were shredding Greg's letter?
Oh my God, that's a good question. Oh my God. oh my gosh. I don't know what I would have said. I probably would have drop kicked it or give it like a little, you know? I probably would have done something like that.
Because he gets on your nerves so much?
He would definitely ride my nerve. I could tell if I was in the house, I wouldn't have liked
it. Yeah, what's with those glasses that he keeps wearing?
I guess he thinks it's cute. Or I guess he thinks he's going to stand out in our eyes. Watching.
What about when Willow went up to the HOH room and he was trying to make an alliance while he was on the toilet?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I just...
Did that happen to you in the Big Brother house, that somebody tried to make an alliance with you while they were in the bathroom?
No, they didn't, but Sabrina always tried to talk.
Oh, no.
Kind of gross.
All right. Cole Phelps wants to know, who do you think will suffer the worst fall from power this season, like Andrew and Paul last season? Also, Aika looks hot. Wow. That's from Cole Phelps. All right, who's going to have the worst fall from grace?
Worst fall from grace. From this eviction, the instant eviction, or just the...
No, just overall this season.
Oh, the season. Okay, the season. Yes. I think we all know that Greg's in for a big... He's in for...
That's going to be great. Yeah,
he's definitely going to, you know, he's in for it. Who else is in that? The people who really are feeling themselves, Rob, do you know what feeling yourself means?
I have an idea, but why don't you tell me?
It means the people who think they are just all that invincible, they're just running the show.
Okay, so that means something else to me.
What does it mean? Oh.
Yeah. But somebody that thinks they're all that.
Yeah, yes. Same thing, you know? And I feel like even Jordan, I feel like if Jordan falls, he is going to take it really hard because he is kind of feeling himself a little bit.
Yes, and he was feeling Cindy also.
Yeah, he was feeling a lot. He was feeling a lot.
Yes. What's that, Mike? Are you saying that it was more on the feeds? It was, yeah. There you go. All right. Christopher Jackson wants to, Aika, who is your least favorite house guest this season? And do they even compare to Sabrina?
My least favorite house guest. Who's my least favorite house guest so far? I'll say this. They don't compare to Sabrina. Oh my God, just even thinking about her right now. They don't come.
Does everybody want good TV?
They don't. I don't think you guys understand, like, when I was in the house, how impossible she was to live with. Like, I don't think you understand. I don't think you get it.
Yeah. So, I heard she wasn't that bad to live with.
Huh?
I heard that she wasn't that bad to live with. That's what I had read.
Oh, you read that?
Yes. She wasn't that bad, they said.
You watched a fictional novel. No, she was really, really bad. Like, she really, her personality, my personality, it just drove me crazy. And it was hard for me because I couldn't just push her in the pool. I just couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't do what I wanted to do to her. In the house, who do I not like in the house right now? I don't like the people in the Top Shop, really, because, you know, they're big lines and they're, I don't really like them. I don't really care for them, but I don't hate anybody.
What about the women that are in the Chop Shop? Do you think that they're in a good spot, or are they screwing up their own game by being associated with these guys?
No, I think they're fine. I think they're okay. I think okay. Because when you're in that alliance, the guys will go first.
Yeah.
And you know what? You really can't blame these girls. They probably saw our season and saw what an epic fail the Girls Alliance was. And was like, you know what? I am not trying to live that life. So I don't blame them. It's okay.
Okay. All right, let's take another question from a mile away. Out of the house guests that are remaining, which house guest has surprised you the most?
I am really surprised at Zach. I didn't think he was going to go in and play the game the way he's playing it right now. And I'm surprised that he's not a target. I'm really surprised because he's a physical guy and he gets along with people. Like, I'm really surprised that nobody's targeting Zach. Is anybody targeting Zach? People who are watching the live feed?
Not particularly that I can think of. I mean, no one's outright said that Zach's their number one target as far as I can think of.
Yeah. I'm surprised at that. And I'm surprised at how even when he was talking about the showman thing, you know, I don't want to get too much into it. Because I don't want to close it, the doors off of the other girls. It's smart to think like that.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, he's definitely in a good spot right now. I just don't know how long he can keep it up. I feel like, you know, Jordan and Zach are a little bit like the Peter and Alec right now. And I feel like there was like a point, even like halfway through that season, that we felt like those guys were through in a really good spot. And I feel like it's just hard to be in a good spot the whole way through.
Really hard. It is really, really hard. It is.
Let me tell you my new pick that I think could win this season. Oh. Tell me, what do you think about Sarah?
You know what? I think she's okay, but she was in that bathroom plotting against, well, not plotting, but she was in the HOH room when that whole conversation went down. And Kevin did overhear, you know, the whole thing. So I think she's the girls, I think she's playing, okay. Sometimes I'm like, okay, yeah, she's good. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, she's good. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But we'll see with Sarah.
Okay. Let's also just talk a little bit about what's going on with the live feeds. Shannon, could you just take us through a little bit of what's been happening during Kevin's HOH, which is for the instant eviction?
Honestly, I haven't seen much of the live feeds after Kevin was crowned HOH because when I went out on, they were already off and I was like, ah, crap. So Mikey, if you know more, feel free.
I'm way ahead of you. as far as when I turned them on after the episode, it came to Bruno and Zach talking about, like, you know, and same as always, you know, chop shop till we die. But over time, Neha kind of went into game mode and realized, like, she really needs to start her social game and, like, up it even more so she doesn't get put up this week. She does not want to be pre-jury. So she starts talking to Sarah and Johnny. And then she brings in, flip the whole house against the chop shop. So they bring it up to Kevin. And Kevin is, from what I can tell, pretty much all for it. But this instant eviction might muddy that up quite a bit.
All right. So if they're going to do an instant eviction and people are going anti-chop shop, Ika, do you think that there's a chance Bobby goes home in the instant eviction?
There might be. It depends on, it depends again on the noms, and you guys don't know that, right? So I think if Bobby is on the block, I do think that Bobby isn't safe. Neha isn't safe. I feel like those players aren't safe if they're on the block, and it's anyone that could go. You know what I mean? Anybody, I feel like, who's not, yeah, I feel like Bobby wouldn't be safe and Neha wouldn't be safe. Even Sarah might not even be safe. I don't find her. The girls who were in that room shouldn't feel safe.
What did you think of Bruno's plan that he wanted to get Greg all worked up? And he told Greg that it was Neha was really the person who was getting everything together, and then had Greg go around the house talking about Neha.
I really thought Bruno was just amazing in that moment because, and Greg, like an idiot, he's just like, I'll just say it was me. Like, oh my God, because Bruno is in the best position now because he put it out there and then Greg's owning it. Greg's saying, I heard this. I know for a fact. So I like Bruno in that moment. I thought it was very sneaky. I didn't expect that from Bruno.
Yeah, but is it a good idea that Greg is potentially Bruno's closest ally? Like, he's already allies with the guy who is, like, already the crazy person in the house. Is it a good idea to get your best ally, who's the crazy person, already all worked up?
It's good if Bruno doesn't really care for him. It's good because when you have crazy people, like, in your alliance, you want to keep them crazy. Keep them crazy. Don't ever let them get seen. Because if someone's going first, it will always be the crazy person. And so just keep them crazy. Never let them feel, like, always have them feeling just a little bit worked up at all times. Keep them in the crazy. Keep them crazy.
Why? Who did you keep crazy?
I couldn't keep anybody crazy. Nobody liked me.
So the people have to like you, and then once they like you, then you can keep them crazy?
Yeah, like if for Sabrina, if I liked her, I would have kept her crazy, because you want to keep them paranoid. You want to keep them crazy, because you know what? And Greg's a big guy. He's going to be seen as a physical threat. So if it's between him and Bruno, he might go first. You want to keep the crazy people crazy. It keeps the attention off you, off the less crazies. Keep them crazy.
Okay, keep them crazy. All right.
Keep them crazy.
This is from JYC, says, how different would your season have gone had Greg been there instead of John? A lot of people want to know that. How obnoxious would a Kenny, Andrew, Arlie, Greg alliance have been? So what if it was Greg that was in the first six?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that John walked in when I walked in through the door. So Greg wouldn't have been in the first five.
Okay.
And I'm also thinking that because he's not as friendly as John was, I think he would have been targeted by the first time a little bit earlier than John was.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I feel like because the first five, they were loyal to themselves. And as much as John thought that he was, you know, okay with Kenny, Kenny didn't care about him. So I feel like if Greg was in the house, he wouldn't have won and he wouldn't have lasted as long. Because he's obnoxious, he's, you know, like, he's crazy, and I feel like the first five, I said, you know what, he's a guy, he's big, and he's not in your alliance, so try to get him out as soon as possible.
Okay. Do you think that if Greg was on your season, that he would have ended up in a showmance with Netta?
Well, she did say that she did like redheads, right? And he's kind of like a little ginger, he has a little ginger thing going on, right?
Wow.
I don't know what Greg's type is. I don't think so.
You change one thing, you change everything.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. I don't think there would have, he would have, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. This is a question from Liam, 1113. Ika, do you feel like Neha was cast with the hope to be the next Ika? Who's the Ika this season?
You know what? People keep saying that, like, oh, do you think she's, listen, there will never be another Aika Wong, okay? So let's just put it out there now. I think she is a cross between myself and Neha.
Okay.
Because I feel like she has the crazy in her the way I have the crazy in me, but she could contain it a little bit better like Neha. You know what I mean? I feel like if she did lose it, that she can lose it. But I just feel like she's a caught between the two of us.
All right. So I know the live feeds are down right now currently, but what about in terms of other interesting stories that we're going to see in Sunday night's show? Shannon, do you have a sense of what we're going to see on Sunday night besides the eviction stuff?
Basically, I feel like that'll probably be the main event, sort of. Kevin's thought process, how much time he had. Like, I know last season Neta was like locked in that war room for a couple of days and no one knew what happened to her or where she went and stuff, so that was a bit more intense. I don't know if it's quite as intense this season, but
okay. Do you think we'll see where Kevin goes in the bank vault and then he's locked in the
I'm
vault
thinking it would be something like that, because and this but isn't that room where Allison found her veto? I don't know, but maybe. I'm sure they're going to do something with that vault, which hopefully they'll do something a little bit more interesting than just Risha and Pilar opening envelopes.
Yeah. Mikey, do you have a sense of anything else that's going to be on Sunday night's episode?
I don't know if you guys talked about this the same day that the camera thing happened, but Greg came out to his house guests about that he was a professional baseball player. That might end up on the show.
Really? And how was the reaction to that?
Well, he told Bruno first, and he was like, I don't know if I should tell people. And he's like, dude, just totally tell people. Because I don't know if Bruno ends up having Greg's best interest talking about this out loud. But they ultimately seemed like they liked it. They didn't seem to hate him too much. They seemed a little excited that they could go to baseball games and whatnot. But ultimately, throughout the week, or since then, people have been saying, like, you know, like that he's claiming it was a game move now, and that, you know, whatever, they really don't care, you know, that type of stuff, you know, basic okay. Big brother.
Aiko, how would you react to finding out Greg was a baseball player?
I would have been like, no, he has to go. Anything.
But he never even was in the major leagues. He was just like, he never even got to the high minor leagues in baseball.
Like any professional athlete, or even if you play college football or college basketball, any kind of, they're so competitive and they're ruthless. They are ruthless. And I feel like I would want him gone.
What about Zach? Nobody wants Zach gone, and he was a college football quarterback.
I am so surprised. Can I just tell you that when I was in that house, I wouldn't even work out because I thought I would be a target or a threat to people. These guys are walking around with like 8 packs. Nobody's targeting them. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But it's been sort of a crazy season. But we've had three weeks of the show. We had Canada's vote on 1 week. We have an instant eviction on the third week. We only have one regular week of Big Brother through three weeks, Aika.
I know. But don't you love it? Like, isn't it crazy?
It is pretty crazy. It is crazy. All right. Let's do a couple more questions. Jeff Wall says, Aika, if you had to choose to be in the showmance last year, who would you have chosen? And if you had to, with a capital H, that's had with an H, like Cindy with an S. You were that bored. You were so bored last season.
Oh my God. If I had
Paul?
To, like, absolutely had to. Oh my God. That's worse than putting up with Sabrina, but
All right.
I think I would go with, oh my God. Oh, I know it's that bad. It's that hard. You know what? I would just choose Adele because he was my friend and I didn't like him like that, but at least he was loyal to me. And if we were in a showman, then maybe he would have fought a bit harder to keep me around. I don't know, but.
Okay. All right. All right, so you'd be bored with Adele. Okay. All right. This is from Saigon. Says, should Kevin use his instant eviction to target a threat, a non-threat, or try to divide the house? What's his best play here? Aika, what would you do? You would just put two people up from the chop shop?
You know what? I would put two people up that I think would be beneficial for my game moving forward. If it's a chop shop, it's the chop shop. And if it's not, it's not. I feel like, you know what it is? It is good to make a big move, but it's never good to make the big move first. You want somebody else to get that ball rolling. And then
It's early.
So early. And I feel like people love seeing big moves, but I am telling you, you want to make big moves after somebody else already made it, after somebody else already target.
You
don't want to be the first one made that big move.
Yeah, make a big move now, you'll be out in 2 weeks.
For sure.
Yeah. No big moves this early. Okay, Frank Ashton says, if you could shred one person's letter this year, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. I would shred all of them.
Wow.
I would shred all of them. I really would. Like, I'm evil like that. I would shred them all. I might give Neha hers.
Okay, only Neha. All right. BDC Cam wants to say, why do you think the show is focusing on Zach and Ashley flirtmance instead of the Pilar and Kevin showmance?
Pilar's boring.
No love for Peely?
She don't even care that she's kissing anybody. That's so boring she is. I'm telling you, the only thing that makes Pilar a little bit interesting was Johnny watching that whole thing going down. Like, that made it funny.
Yeah. Well, how'd she get on the show?
She laughed a lot.
You know what? I feel like Some people are different in their interviews than they are in the house. And, you know, like, maybe, and I mean, like, I don't know, maybe, like, I was an immigrant on my season. Like, I wasn't born in Canada. I was born in Jamaica, and I was there. So maybe she, maybe, you know, and she's an accent. Maybe they wanted, like, to fill the immigrant spot. I don't know.
There's an immigrant spot? Okay. All right. Mikey, do you have any questions for Aika tonight?
I don't know. I prepped for this too, but not really. I mean, I was going to ask her about being at the live show, but she seems like she's as safe right now. So, I mean, not really. Just you're awesome. That's about it.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Shanna, do you have a question for Aika tonight?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that all day, but not really. Just like, I love the letter shuttering so much during your season. It was fantastic television. I was like, yes, do it. It was so awesome.
Does anybody ever ask you to shred their mail, Aika?
You know what? I know. I remember once I was downtown for an appearance thing. It was a whole Big Brother. The whole cast was there. It was for the morning show. And this lady came up to me and she asked me to take a picture. And then she gave me a letter and asked if I could kick the letter for her.
All right. Let's take one more question with Aika. This is from Edward Giordano. Aika, if you could do your noms over again, who would you have put up instead of Heather and Paul? Have you thought about this?
Yeah, you know what? I do. I feel like, oh my God, I lose sleep over it. If I could do it over again, I would definitely go with my first instincts and just put up Kenny and Andrew. I won the HOH, I was like, Kenny and Andrew's right off the bat. And I think I overthink everything. And I was just like, you know what? It's too early. And if I put them up on the next big target, just get rid of Heather, keep Paul, and have Paul do the dirty work. And I think if I'd known that they were already gunning for me, I would just be like, you know what? Go up and battle it out. I don't care.
Okay. Well, Aika, you did a fantastic job here on the show tonight. This is so much fun having you on. And whenever you want to talk, Big Brother, you let me know.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Fantastic. Such a great job. Also, thank you to Mikey first for your contribution tonight. You can follow Mikey on Twitter at Mikey_Dowd. He has a lot of time on his hands this weekend and with no live feed. So I hope you get everything done that you need to do, Mikey.
Mm-hmm, of course. And I also have to tell you, I have a secret identity that no one knows about. So I'm going to reveal it to you right now. I am at Dan's Mantis on Twitter, just so you know. Oh. It's out there in the world.
Oh, what a shocking twist, Aika. He's Dan's Mantis on Twitter.
You're Dan who?
Don't worry about it. Don't even worry.
Dan's Mantis on Twitter. The famous Twitter account.
I'm right now.
Yes, all right. And Shannon, you can follow Shannon on Twitter at SBauer17, Bauer like Jack Bauer. Yeah. Yes, Shannon, thank you so much as well.
You're welcome.
Yes. Are you anybody famous on Twitter?
What?
Yes. Are you anybody
famous
on Twitter?
No, yes. Just me.
All right. All right. Well, Aika, of course, follow Aika on Twitter. She has always good stuff to say. She is at the Aika Wong. Is that right?
Yes, you're right.
All right. Good stuff, Aika. Well, looking forward to hearing from you more this season. We'll be back. Quick turnaround tonight. Going to watch The Amazing Race, and then we'll be back with a live show at 9:15, probably 9:20-ish, if I'm going to be honest, later on tonight. I still got to go and watch The Amazing Race. So thanks so much. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye.